For 40 years, the Hawaii Nature Center has drawn curious keiki outdoors to learn about our natural world. HPR's Kuve Hiraishi joins us to take a closer look at this community resource. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. I had a chance to visit the Hawaii Nature Center headquarters, so deep in Makiki Valley, a couple of weeks ago to catch a glimpse of how the organization is really adapting, like everyone else, to COVID-19. So historically, the center's been occupied mostly by school groups on the weekdays, with keiki coming in for summer or spring breaks in between. But under the pandemic, the center began opening up to kids who maybe wanted to add more outdoor adventure to their virtual learning routine. I found a couple of keiki exploring the stream and others catching insects in the nearby meadow. Let's take a listen.
There's like little grasshoppers in here, like that guy.
Wow.
This one, I caught him, and he's called a katydid.
And we got lots of different like flies and stuff in here, like those little leaf.
Those bugs. Are sweat bees. These are kind of sweat bee things. If you have sweat on them, they will collect you.
It was a curious conversation, but that was those were 8-year-olds, Marin and Eugen, if you can tell. Marin is a veteran. She's been going to the Hawaii Nature Center for about a year now. Both are homeschooled. And so they spend about half the day there. Their parents would drop them off after their morning lessons, which is something Todd Cullison, the executive director of the Hawaii Nature Center, says he's been seeing an increased demand. Here's Cullison.
You know, like everybody, the buzzword, we've made this pivot to, you know, from the school groups at least being on site to more of a what we call outdoor adventure days. You can come in on a Monday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Thursday all day, or those same days on a half a day. And what we see is a lot of, you know, some growth there with, like I said, the families that have decided that homeschool is a better option, or that their schools get out early enough on the virtual learning days that there's not a lot else for them to do, so they're able to come up here.
And we've heard this again and again from parents. Where do I take my kids? I want them to get out of the house. I don't want them to be in front of their computer screen all day. And parent Leon Geshwin has been sending his 6-year-old. He's actually got, I think, 3 children that he's trying to introduce to nature by taking them to the Nature Center. But his 6-year-old daughter, Anna, who's a student at Waialae Elementary, was there that day. She's been coming around since last summer. And he says, you know, once Anna's school went into 100% virtual learning, he turned to the center because he wanted his daughter to get out of the house. Here's Geshwin.
I'm working full time from home, teleworking, obviously like a lot of parents. But to be able to have that, to know that she's in a space where she's learning, she's outdoors, she's getting her hands dirty and muddy and, you know, just being involved in nature. And giving me time to work at the same time too has been tremendous. So yeah, I have an older one. I also have a younger one too, and they have Saturday programs. So she's too young for these programs. She's only 2 going on 3, but they have these Saturday programs, and we're coming to one this coming Saturday actually.
The Hawaii Nature Center celebrates its 40th anniversary this year, and so part of what Collison is trying to do is expand the center's reach to include keiki of all ages, as well as Ohana. So that Saturday program that you heard Geshwin talking about is actually an opportunity for keiki as young as 3 to come down with their families and spend the day together at the center. Something Cullison says, you know, stimulates that conversation back at the house when they all get home, and that's something he wants to see more of. Over the past 4 decades, the center has grown to include a site in Iao Valley on Maui, which I know you're familiar with, Catherine,
yes,
as well as that's Makiki site. But all together, and this amazes me, having been raised on the neighbor island, I didn't realize about this gem right there in Honolulu, but all together, the center served an estimated 1 million keiki over the last 40 years. Here's Cullison.
So we're working on a project right now, kind of the 21st century environmental education, where we want to kind of redesign and reimagine our curriculum for, you know, more of a holistic approach and a scientific approach for the next generation of those kids that need to come up and connect, you know, what we do here to those larger statewide themes, larger global themes. You know, certainly we're talking about, you know, climate change. How does you know, our actions here on in Hawaii impact the climate, and, you know, how do we teach those? You know, again, I go back to that building blocks and teaching these, you know, native plants, native trees, flora and fauna, the water cycle. We think that that'll lead to a better understanding of, you know, these other themes as they get older.
A very interesting place. I wish I had an opportunity as a kid to have visited myself.
Oh, it's a wonderful place. My kids went there, and such good memories, you know, getting their little nets out there and fishing in the stream and just learning about the flora and fauna of Hawaii. It's a real gem there in Mikiki.
It is. And they're looking forward to, as Cullison was saying, sort of incorporating more of that, more of the community issues, more of the connecting kids to what's here in their own backyard, with the idea that they can go out anywhere then and understand their place around the world. But for these kids, it's really interesting to watch them do this under COVID. So they, you know, I went down to the stream and all the kids were masked, and they'd always be very aware of, hey, you're not, you know, get socially distanced. And having that as part of the experience is new. But Cullison has said that they've been lucky enough not to have had any cases of COVID-19 and been very grateful for the kids listening to the rules.
Yeah, well, it just really is amazing when you think that they have had a million of our keiki come through there. And hopefully they can expand to the other islands. It's a wonderful program.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for spotlighting this community resource. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
That was HPR's Kuʻuwehi Reishi talking about the 40th anniversary of the Hawaii Nature Center, which offers programs on Oahu and Maui.